May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, I have this word again I wanted to share, but Bracken keeps reading all these awesome scriptures. Turn to Matthew chapter 7 if you have a Bible with you, or there may be one in your pew. This is not an unfamiliar passage for those of us around here at CTK, especially in light of the fact that we do so much inner healing ministry. And repentance and forgiveness is such an important part. It's really at the core of inner healing. So let me just read these little verses to you again. The thing that, again, this is in the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is this radical manual for those serious disciples who've left everything to follow him. So it's not, again, just this cute little passage of scripture, this wonderful little thing, Sermon on the Mount. It's a radical challenge and confrontation to see who are ready to be followers of Jesus and live, take up their cross and follow him and live as he lived. And Jesus lived radical lives. What we do, particularly in the West, because we have so much material stuff at stake to follow Jesus, we a lot of times rationalize and change what these scriptures are actually saying to justify not doing them. But this is one of those places that is one of these radical calls to not live a life of judgment and rejection of people, even in my own heart and attitude and mind. And also not constantly be the person who's confronting people about their sin with an attitude of judgment and criticalness. So I know that none of you have ever participated in criticalness or judgment and have never known another believer to do that, which means you've never had a phone conversation with another Christian before, because you've had more than two or three, it's happened. I often have times over the years have people who have appointments, want appointments with me, and the whole point of the appointment is to talk to me about other people. I'm thinking somehow this was not worthy of an appointment, but there's just this thing God wants to confront in us. And again, he's speaking to a group of people, and those who are sitting on the first two rows are his disciples, the apostles. And so he's trying to speak some things into their life, because if they're going to take the baton and carry the message of the kingdom and reveal the likeness of Jesus after he's ascended, they're going to do that in the power of the Holy Spirit. There are some things they got to get down. There are some things they can't walk in. In chapter 6, he talked about you can't walk in anxiety. Jesus says the kingdom and God has got to be the treasure of your heart. And here he's saying you can't walk around with a judgmental attitude, with unforgiveness, judgmental attitude, criticalness, rejecting people, ruining people's testimony or what other people think about other people in conversation. You can't do that. As a matter of fact, he says this, that of all the sins that you can commit, this is the worst one. Now, let your mind run with that. There's a lot of horrible sins out there, right? But the scripture says that we're to be merciful even as our Father in heaven is merciful. In another gospel, he says it a different way. Be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And the closest thing that we come to the perfection of the Father is we walk in his mercy. Because the only reason you and I aren't medium rare right now is because of the mercy of God. And so how dare we, who are living and breathing because of mercy, withhold mercy towards others. Now, I know there are socially and other areas of sin that are we would consider much worse. It's hard to categorize sin, but you'll see what I say when I read the scripture. Do not judge, lest you be judged yourself. In other words, and the language here is stop judging. Now, he's talking to his apostles. It's the easiest thing to do, isn't it? To gossip, to judge, to criticize, to condemn. For in the way that you judge, you will be judged, and by the measure by which you measure, it shall be measured to you. In other words, if you're going to be a person who's critical, who gossips, who slanders, who talks bad about people, who judges them in your heart in conversation, you better be perfect, because God's going to hold you to a higher, he's going to hold you to the same standard you're holding other people. It's really important that you understand that. And why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? In other words, there are things you can see in people, but compared to the log of criticalness and judgment, it's just a speck. The sin of judgment's like a log. And he says, and how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? It's very difficult to do delicate eye surgery and to remove a speck from a person's eye when you got a log in your eye. I don't know about you. I don't want blind ophthalmologists doing surgery on my eye. Now, one of the things he's saying is this, is that if you're criticizing somebody, and if you're judging somebody in your heart, then you've already not discerned the truth about them. Because how can a person with a log in their eye see clearly a little speck in another person's eye? So one of the things I've learned over the years is that if I have somebody talking to me bad about somebody else, I know that the report they're giving isn't an accurate one. There may be something there that needs to be dealt with, but I know that they have a perverted perspective of it because they're blinded by their own judgment, their lack of mercy. Like I said, this Christian life is a radical one. But we like to play the game safe, where it fits into human parameters. We go wild out there and actually don't do these kind of things and really love, even love people who've hurt us. There's a lot of risk involved. Yeah, the risk is that they may be transformed by your stripes, just like we were transformed by his. And he goes on, he says, you hypocrite, first, take the log of judgment, criticalness, gossip, slander. Reject that person. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly enough to take the speck out of your brother's eye. There's nothing wrong with helping a brother or sister see some error in their life as long as you do it in mercy and love and not in judgment and criticalness. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Now, what does that got to do with anything? But even if you see clearly the speck and you don't have judgment, you know whether they're ready to hear it or not. And when you start to speak to them, if they're not ready to hear it, just back off. Doesn't do any good. You do more harm. You just love them. Pray for them. Pray about the speck while praying that God does keep you from the log of criticalness and judgment. Because the truth is, whatever the speck is you're seeing, some other brother or sister has probably helped you remove that speck maybe dozens of times from your own eye. Now again, this is scary. We like to be in control. We don't like to live by faith. And if you're criticizing people and judging them, that's a form of control. We're trying to control and manipulate everything. But if I don't do it, if I'm not always pointing out people's stuff, what if they get away with it? What if... We're in union with one who is a lunatic about loving people. Christianity is a radical calling. And that's why Jesus said, you're going to have to lose your life and the whole way you've learned to operate in life if you're going to take up your cross and follow me. But he said, but what you'll discover, you'll find your life, a life that's miraculous and supernatural, where God's given room to do all kinds of awesome things in people without your help. Just what God needs are a bunch of untrained, self-taught surgeons running around trying to fix people. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.